Jason has texted in. He says, TK, how can you say you're not bashing the A-League when you say it's yet another bad look coming from the A-League? Yet I have not once this season heard you mention the crowd violence in the NRL. Fight at the Dragons game round one, fight at the Roosters game in round two. You're just another media man looking for the bad in football while defending your beloved NRL. Jason. Well, Jason, you probably haven't listened to the program enough because those incidents you mentioned, we did. But again, I can't, you know, when an assistant coach now has police investigating an allegation of assault in the tunnel, you're trying to tell me it's not a bad look and it's not worth reporting on a sports program? Andy Pascalides is our soccer expert. Andy?
It certainly was the talk of the town at Spotless Stadium yesterday. We couldn't understand why the game was delayed, and obviously a few issues both on and off the field were highlighted, and it's a part of the game that obviously the FFA will jump on board this morning and start investigating. That I think the police have taken statements, but Aloisi will more than likely have to explain himself to an FFA judiciary.
Now, we should explain it's Ross Aloisi here.
It's
the Brisbane Roar assistant coach, Ross Aloisi. Yep. It's John's brother. But John was remonstrating on the field, and then back in the tunnel, the police have got involved in what appears to be an allegation of assault.
Yeah, the decision on the field was the sort of trigger. It was a bit harsh, to be quite honest with you, Michael Theo being sent off. And then they scored the winner, as it turns out, from the penalty spot 8 minutes into stoppage time. But FFA will be all over this over the next couple of days. And, if found guilty, they'll take appropriate action.
He appeared to get an elbow to the chest, and he grabbed his head and went down. And then the goalkeeper got sent off for the elbow.
Yeah.
Mm. Andy, 3 EPL games overnight.
Yeah, and I was absolutely delighted for those that jumped on board. Tottenham winning meant my four-leg multi got up, so finally I've got this four-leg multi across the line. But Tottenham are almost irresistible at home. That's 10 home wins in a row. Well done to Spurs. Man United missing Rooney, Pogba, Ibrahimovic, Herrera. They got up 3-1 at Middlesbrough. You talk about incidents in the tunnel, there's probably going to be an investigation there as well. Guested the scorer for Borough and Eric Bailey for Man United had to be separated and restrained in the tunnel at full time. And Man City and Liverpool drew 1-1. Aguero equalising the 69th. De Bruyne hit the post for Man City in the 75th after Milner scored from the penalty spot in the 51st.
Mm. And in the A-League, mate, how'd you find the results?
Look, finally, the monkey off their back in a sense for the Wanderers. First win at Spotless in 7 attempts now. And Brendan Santelap, he continues to do this week in, week out when he starts. He started yesterday, got 2 goals. He's now the all-time top scorer for the Wanderers, 29 goals, breaking Bridgie's record. And Timmy Cahill, to see him start, I went for Fornaroli as my wild card, thinking that Timmy is probably going to be on the bench, but he scored the first goal on the 12th. And Fornaroli got 2 goals in a 4-0 win for Melbourne City. So that top six is certainly taking shape. The Wanderers winning yesterday gives them a 5-point buffer on Wellington, a 6-point buffer on the Jets, who were obviously lost in Melbourne. And Central Coast Mariners are now 8 points adrift. So it really looks like a tough one, given that split round is complete now, round 23.
And a few of our boys overseas had some wins.
Doing very, very well. Incredible. Bailey Wright, actually. He's in camp already in Tehran, 14 of the Socceroos. Bailey Wright's team, Bristol, beat Aaron Moy's team 4-0, Huddersfield. That's a rare shock. Luongo scores his first goal for QPR in a 5-1 win. Yedinak in a winning lineup again at centre-back. Again, he's filling in at centre-back for Villa. No joy for Jackson Irvine. No joy also for Matthew Lecky. It's had great chances in the Bundesliga. His side, Ingolstadt, lost. Mitch Langerak kept goal again, but Stuttgart lost in Div 2. Trent Sainsbury was on the bench for Inter Milan again, but no goals for Tommy Urich. So when they report, most of them are in already. Ange Postecoglou has got a big week ahead.
Good on you, Andy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.